Legacy Unlocked, Trump's Big, Beautiful Bill Clears Final House Hurdle en Route to White House. By Bradley J. on July 3, 2025. President Donald Trump's Big, Beautiful Bill is en route to the White House. The culmination of months of work by the president and his team and the realization of scores of campaign promises. The One, Big, Beautiful Bill Act passed the House Thursday afternoon 218-214, with the only Republican no votes from Reps. Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, and Thomas Massey, RKY. Republicans successfully met Trump's Independence Day goal, belittled as unrealistic by the establishment media, clearing the path for a bill signing ceremony Friday that undoubtedly will be one for the ages. Trump, in a Thursday morning Truth Social post, accurately called the legislation one of the most consequential bills ever. The bill, which codifies into law much of what Trump has done through executive action and unlocks much more that required congressional approval, may be considered by history as Trump's crowning achievement. Breitbart News reported. The legislation manages to include almost every campaign promise Trump made on his Sherman-esque march through all seven swing states, delivering wins conservatives never could have dreamed of during the Barack Obama or George W. Bush, or even Trump 45, administrations. Although Democrat fearmongering on Medicaid reforms has received outsized attention from the establishment media, the legislation not only extends or makes permanent Trump's 2017 tax cuts, including no taxes on tips, overtime, or Social Security, but delivers on Trump's signature issue of border security. In many ways, the Big, Beautiful Bill realizes the promise of Trump's 2016 win, during which the mogul destroyed the open borders globalist stranglehold on the Republican Party. In a level of drama standard in the House over the past several years, there was a series of jarring twists and turns, interspersed with procedural box checks and delay tactics. The House finally passed the rule, enabling a vote on final passage after 3 a.m. Eastern Time by a vote of 219-213, with Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, the only Republican nay. The vote was open just under 6 hours, making it the second longest vote in congressional history, surpassed only by the record set just hours earlier, when a procedural fix was held open for a record length of time while the White House and congressional leaders worked holdouts on the rule vote. After the rule passed, the House was required to debate for an hour, albeit in the wee hours as America slept. And then, a second-rate filibuster. House rules allow each party's leader a minute to speak before a consequential vote, but practice allows each party's leader to take as long as they want with their minute in a so-called magic minute. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries took to the rostrum around 4:30 a.m. After several hours, it became clear he sought to break the record of over 8 hours set by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, with whom Jeffries had a poor relationship. Ultimately, Jeffries' spiteful attempt to achieve a record to be remembered by few other than the Capitol Hill staffers subjected to his speech was a mere delaying of the inevitable. Even many of his own Democrat members, some spotted appearing to fall asleep behind him, are unlikely to remember the rambling, disjointed speech. Trump and his White House deserve the lion's share of the credit for closing the deal. House resistance to the bill began breaking Wednesday, after Trump met with multiple groups of Republicans to explain what the Senate amended bill actually does and, perhaps more importantly, how it would be implemented. Further meetings throughout the day between holdouts and the White House, including Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought and Trump's top congressional affairs aides, moved the needle further. As Breitbart News reported, skeptical Republicans began suggesting the Senate-passed bill was more aligned with their vision than previously thought. Those meetings included a lot of information that we found out we did not know, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, told a gaggle of reporters outside the meeting with holdouts. And I think anybody in here will tell you the same thing. Trump's steadfast determination and tireless efforts to pass the bill and deliver on his campaign promises paid off. And the legacy of a historic presidency that has redefined the office itself will be richer for it. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.